is America Weekend. I am Paul Harris. I'm a big fan of my next guest, actress Mary McDonnell, twice nominated for Academy Awards, now the star of Major Crimes, a spinoff of The Closer that airs Monday nights on TNT. This Monday night, they will air their summer finale. I'm so happy to have her on the show. Mary McDonnell, welcome to America Weekend.
Hi, Paul.
So let's talk about Major Crimes, which, of course, is a spinoff of The Closer. I'm curious, after playing this role kind of as a guest star for 3 years on that show, whose idea was it to turn this into your own series, Major Crimes?
Well, it kind of was, I think it evolved kind of organically, because as I was playing Captain Rader and had become more, you know, part of the ensemble, right around the time where they decided to keep me as a regular, around the same time, Kira Sedgwick was deciding that, you know, she was finished. And the producers felt very strongly that these stories, Major Crimes Division, LAPD, and these beloved characters were not finished. So the idea was, well, how can we keep this franchise alive? And because I was sort of there, they suddenly got this idea, wouldn't it be fun? In the LAPD, they appointed Sharon Rader as head of Major Crimes, and then the entire thing has to adjust to this woman who was previously the hated internal affairs person.
Mm-hmm.
And it seemed kind of realistic, because quite often in corporate America, we have a change of bosses or a change of ownership, you know what I mean, that everybody has to adjust to. So it kind of grew out of the situation, and because I was very interested in it, because I like to work hard, and I like a real challenge in the work that I'm doing. So that's how it happened.
So as an actress, what's the difference between playing an antagonist and a protagonist now?
Oh yeah, exactly. Well, the big difference is that the most obvious difference is they used to laughingly refer to me as Darth Rader,
mm-hmm.
and now my friends refer to me on the set as Dear Sharon. So there you are. But I think the beauty of playing a antagonist is that you don't have to worry about what anyone thinks of you, because mm-hmm. you know they don't like you anyway. So it gives you a certain freedom. Do you know what I mean? And that's awesome. The beauty of playing a protagonist is you get to develop deeper and more intimate relationships with everybody in the cast as characters. So I am now working more closely with each and every one of these actors, and I love them all. And I go, you know, it's sort of every week I go, oh, look, I get to do this scene with Michael Paul Chan this week, or I get to do this with Raymond, or yay, GW and I have another scene together, or now I'm starting to develop these wonderful relationships with the two female characters. And, you know, it allows you, being the protagonist and being sort of at the center of an ensemble, it just allows you more variety in the playing, and very gratifying.
And you said you like to work hard. Does that mean that you like the pace of a weekly TV show? Is it different from other things?
I love the pace.
Yeah.
I love, love, love the pace. I remember the first time I realized this was that, you know, I had done a lot of theater, and I'd done several really big films and a couple of little ones. And then I started to do television. And at first I was sort of shocked by the pace, you know, and I thought, oh, this is not how it should be. Once I adjusted to the pace, I started to crave the pace, because it gives you an opportunity to use your instincts. You must use your instincts. You must have your instrument ready to instinctively discover. And that's my favorite thing, is discovering something in front of a camera that perhaps you hadn't planned. So television pushes you there, and I love the idea of being at the edge of a story every week, so that you are bringing a character to a new place in their lives every single week, but the character itself just becomes more and more familiar. That's a wonderful, wonderful creative endeavor.
You know, there are so many more opportunities for weekly TV dramas now with networks like yours, TNT, and of course AMC and FX, all doing those sort of things, which must make it a wonderful environment in which to be an actor or actress, because there are so many more opportunities than from when you first started out on a soap opera.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, oh, yeah, my soap opera. I think, yes, I know. What was that? It was As the World Turns, and my set was a wall and a telephone. And I loved it. And every week I called, I put a dime in the telephone, and I called the lead actress, her character, and told her and filled her in on how her baby that she was not supposed to have had, that I was sort of taking care of out in Ohio or someplace, and I would tell her about how the baby was and the fact that she had to take her baby back because my husband was violent and he was starting to beat me up and I was fearful for the child.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't you glad I told you all that?
Well, it sounds like a soap opera plot.
Yes, exactly. So what you asked me though about is the change in the content of television,
yeah,
writing for actors over my very long career, and you're absolutely right. I mean, back in the day, the you'd get a film script or a television script would be very characterless. You know what I mean? It'd be very kind of flimsy, at least when I first entered. But now, the great roles and the great drama and the ability to dig in your heels as an actor and use everything you got, that's coming to you from television writers. And they're not any longer television writers. The great writers are writing in every medium. And actors get to act in all the mediums without any of that old, archaic crossover idea, like, oh, you can't do this if you do that. And it's liberating, and it is the way it should be.
Is there also less pressure because you're in an environment where you don't have to get, you know, ABC, NBC, CBS, Fox kind of huge audiences? You don't have to compete with American Idol. You just got to get whatever the number is that TNT wants to make it successful and get you renewed as you have been for a third season?
Yes, I think it is a more realistic pressure. Do you know what I'm saying? And you have to get those numbers. But you don't have to give up content and subtlety in order to get 30 million. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I think that that's why people are becoming more and more obsessed with cable, because the stories are just better without the pressure of the reality show numbers on it.
If you don't mind, Mary, I'd like to ask you about one of my favorite movies in which you appeared.
Not at all.
That movie is called Sneakers. With, what an amazing cast. Robert Redford, Dan Aykroyd, River Phoenix, Sidney Poitier, David Strathairn. But I want to ask you about the scenes you had with one of America's all-time great character actors, Stephen Tobolowsky.
You aren't kidding.
Tell me about Stephen Tobolowsky and working with him.
It's an improvisation. It is a giant improvisation. Stephen is so gifted. He's so smart, so gifted. And he actually taught me a lot, because I like to work in the moment and like to work from a place of not knowing what I'm going to do. But not every actor likes to do that. And so you sort of give that up a little bit, and you try and structure your performances a little more predictably and whatever, just in order to whatever. But Stephen is an improvisational genius in a way. Now, that doesn't mean he lets go of the script. He's very disciplined. He maintains the script. But he knows how to go here and there and up and down and inside out. And so to me, it was just this great, great, freeing, most wonderful, delightful experience in finding different elements of a scene every time I worked with him. So I never forgot. It was just wonderful. And I sometimes go back to that in my mind. I don't do a lot of comedy, and I should, because I'm actually very funny. But whenever I think about what it should be done, how it should be done, I think about him.
For my listeners who may not be able to picture Stephen Tobolowsky, just think of Ned Ryerson in Groundhog Day, probably his most famous role. But he's also, I understand, an unbelievable storyteller. Was he telling stories during breaks in between scenes when they're doing setup shots? Is he taking you aside and say, let me tell you this one?
No, I think he just talks a lot, you know, in a wonderful way. Like, I think he doesn't necessarily have to say, I'm going to tell you a story, but Stephen loves to engage. And because he has an incredible memory for detail, he can whip a story out from some event in his life and just sort of launch into it. He can do all the voices. He's really quite gifted.
Yeah. I'm so happy to have a chance to talk to you. As I said, you know, from Dances with Wolves to Passion Fish, which I loved you and Alfre Woodard together in.
Thank you.
And so many other things. Mary McDonald, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Lovely talking to you, Paul.
Mary McDonald is the star of the TNT hit series Major Crimes, which will finish up its summer run this Monday night, but then it'll be back for the rest of its season in November and has already been renewed for next summer. So she's getting ratings, and that works. This is America Weekend.
America Weekend.